Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Harris is heading to Michigan today, and former President Trump will be in Georgia after they both rallied supporters in Pennsylvania last night. With just 3 weeks until Election Day, more than 5 million Americans already casting their ballots.
While we don't know exactly who voted for whom yet, we do know that more likely Democrats are voting early than likely Republicans. Republicans have actually picked up their pace from 4 years ago. There were more Republicans voting early than last time around.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. Former President Trump again asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court, reigniting an effort to stall his sentencing or throw out his conviction on 34 felony counts. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. After a $3 billion quarterly loss, Walgreens announcing it will close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign blitzed Wisconsin Monday. Tim Walz was in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
One or two people in every precinct in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania will be the difference.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections, and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An effort to make the Imagination Center at Rheindahl Park a reality. You'll remember some local leaders came up with this idea to fill a gap in the city where there's no library and fewer services. It would replace the current shelter at Rheindahl Park. But funding has been uncertain at best, especially now that there's a $22 million referendum on the ballot for the city's operating budget. If that referendum fails, the project could be up in the air again. But Governor Tony Evers announced the Imagination Center will get more than $4 million through a grant funded by the U.S. Treasury Department. Advocates say this is a big step forward. Meanwhile, Walgreens is set to close a big portion of its pharmacies, 1,200 of them, over the next 3 years. Both Walgreens and CVS have been struggling with higher competition and lower prescription payments. There are at least 20 Walgreens stores across Dane County. No word yet on which locations will close. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor.
Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week. I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Of course, we wrap it up every day with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
The enemy from within. Those people are more dangerous, the enemy from within, than Russia and China.
These people should be put in jail the way they talk about our judges and our justices.
Now, if you had one really violent day, one rough hour, and I mean real rough.
I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
Yeah, that was stuff Glenn Youngkin didn't say.
No.
Yeah. He mentioned Adam Schiff specifically, who we can ask about that at LA Sexy Liberal in 3 weeks.
That's right.
Yes, November 2nd, Adam Schiff, future senator. Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Glenn Kirshner, I mean, oh my God. Okay, so that was Kamala Harris playing that clip at her rally.
Yep.
Because I love the way she's prosecuting the case against him. You know what? If the mainstream media isn't going to do it, she's like, here's how crazy he is. And then she went on to say,
"You heard his words coming from him. He's talking about the enemy within Pennsylvania. He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them."
Yep, one more.
"I don't think that he's referring to
elected... We know who he would target. And we know who he would target because he has attacked them before. Journalists whose stories he doesn't like. Election officials who refuse to cheat by filling extra votes and finding extra votes for him. Judges who insist on following the law instead of bending to his will. This is among the reasons I believe so strongly that a second Trump term would be a huge risk for America and dangerous. Donald Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged. And he is out for unchecked power."
Yep, absolutely. Christopher.
Yes. Uh-oh. Hi.
Don't throw his off his confidence.
I'm going to get it this time.
Okay, I got faith in you.
who said Trump believes he will be immune for anything he does once he's in office. He will not respect the rulings of our courts, and people have to realize our courts can't enforce their own rulings. So if a president refuses to carry out his obligation to do so, then we are no longer a nation of laws. Donald Trump will ignore Congress. Who said that?
Barney Bear.
No, oh, you were correct. He was wrong. It's Liz Cheney.
Oh.
Demon
well,
Seed. Demon looks, Seed, who we are in bed with.
She kind of looks like Barney Bear.
Shush. Who said, when people write the history of this period, the Republican elected officials who know it's false, who continue to spread the lie, will be among those who are shown to be complicit in this attempt to unravel the Republic?
Yucky Doodle.
No, Liz Cheney. Didn't you see that? Second fastball right up the middle.
All right.
Okay. Oh, look, it's a love letter from Kansas City.
What?
And a true Stephanie Miller Show story, Christopher.
Oh, boy.
Lisa said, Hubs and I met Oklahoma Tim at the show, decided to share an Uber back to the hotel after the show. As we were talking about the show, with each name we mentioned, the driver seemed to pay more and more attention. Finally, the driver interjected, wait a minute, were you at the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show? Thus, four liberals rode happily off together, telling stories of a great show. Can't wait till the next one. Well, that would be November 2nd in L.A., the big finale, the big extravaganza. Well, I mean, until January 18th in D.C., which will be the for Kamala's inauguration.
And you know what?
We
have an announcement about that.
Now?
Now.
Oh, okay. You know, it almost seems like I have no idea about the inner workings of the Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm typing up a little cheat sheet for you, but yes. Tickets are now on sale for the pay-per-view of the Los Angeles show.
I can't stand it. Okay,
it's
listen.
If you can't join us at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Los Angeles on November 2nd, you can watch it live at home.
With Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen and Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner.
Right.
Bob Seska.
Yes.
Carl Frisch.
Yes.
Jody. Chris.
Yes. Thanks to our good friends at MeHook.
Yes.
Just go to sexyliberal.com. Tickets are available right now, and they're $20. 24 cents.
Okay. I didn't know that was happening. That was good acting.
That was very good.
That was magical.
Did you want me to bring
an
Emmy over?
Yes. Just borrow one of your mom. She's going to miss one.
She's not going to miss them.
Yes, she will.
Does she go into her office every day and count her Emmys?
I meant to ask Suzanne Craig where she keeps her Pulitzers. Is it like in Hollywood where you keep your Emmys and Oscars? Does she answer the door with it?
My friend Melissa keeps her Emmy in her closet.
That seems like a waste. Anyway, what was I going to say?
Where do you keep your Emmy?
Oh, the epic.
My nomination.
If you
want
to recapture the spirit of the DNC to get you through these next 3 weeks, the Chicago show is still available until Halloween.
Yes.
So if you want, that's also $20.
Yep.
Sexyliberal.com. Yep. And if you want that to have and hold.
Yep.
Okay. The Chicago show.
Yep.
And then, as Chris said just now, L.A. literally by popular demand.
We have so many requests
I
for
know.
This.
The L.A. Sexy Liberal Show, the big finale before the election, will be on pay-per-view.
And this show is going to be completely different from the Chicago show.
Oh, God, yes.
Completely different.
Yes.
So you're going to want to get both of them.
This one touched my heart. Paul wrote, he was listening, as I was, because I enjoy the show much more.
When you're not here?
Yeah, I learn a lot when I listen to the show not here. Like, if I shut my big yap, I might learn something.
What did you learn yesterday?
Just I didn't know the, sheriff in this latest fake thing was
was
a trumper. And
arches.
Yeah, you learned that. That I started my career building balloon arches.
Right, didn't know that. Yeah. Paul, because I never shut my big yap.
That's true. You don't listen to us.
What?
Purple fruit.
Hmm? Paul says, ugh. This one got my heartstrings. Mama, I was listening to the show Monday. Jody was mentioning those we lost to COVID. I just, you were talking about memory holding, just this whole disastrous Trump presidency. Jody was mentioning those we lost to COVID. It got me thinking about Cordell in Kentucky, the official gay blah screenwriter of the show. We became social media friends, as I have with many of the regular callers over the 15 years I've been listening. Lockdown was tough AF, and he would check on me regularly until he lost his life to the virus.
Sweet.
When I wrote this November, I'm remembering the joke of a president that provided no leadership during the pandemic. This November, I'm voting with Cordell in mind, as I think we all should.
Yeah.
It'll make me cry. Vote for Kamala because Cordell can't.
Yep.
He was a sweet
guy.
Sweet.
He was very nice.
One of, a million that we lost to COVID because of this. By the way, I can't. I heard this somewhere elsewhere this weekend. This is just one of the many. He just makes stuff up. What was the latest? 10 million people coming across the border every week.
Lie.
Yes, he just pulls these numbers out of his ass. And so what, this one, oh, if you're a veteran sleeping in front of a fancy hotel, all the rooms are going to, they're giving them to illegals. I'm like, oh my, okay.
You cannot get into a hospital, by the way, because the migrants have all of the beds. You cannot get into a hospital.
All of the beds.
You cannot
all of them.
Get your kids into a school.
Oh my God.
Because there are migrants there that don't even speak the language. It's unbelievable. They're giving, because of Biden and Kamala, they're giving precedence over your children who've been in that school.
Oh my God. Okay. And then that was another riff on the luxury hotels.
Right.
All of the rooms in all of the luxury hotels, Chris,
are going to migrants.
Right. They're stepping over veterans who live in the street and, to go into luxury hotels where they are all living. Okay. Who said, we'll force it down his throat and we'll say, Gavin, if you don't do it, we're not giving you that fire money we send you for all the forest fires you have. Don't even answer.
Go, Gadget.
No. Stupid Trump. Christy in Idaho. Hello, Christy. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I am so excited. I just got my ninth sexy liberal ticket to come to L.A.
Oh, my
yay!
God.
You're going to be at the Orpheum?
With meet and greet.
Yay!
Oh,
yes.
Yay.
Yes. And, but I have one thing. I went to Chicago, didn't have meet and greet, and I gave somebody, I think the church lady, a button that said, don't get happy. Did you ever get it?
I did not. I'm sorry, honey bun, but but L.A.
Yeah.
I'll see you in
L.A.
A
lot of stuff, and some of it, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to say I saw The Apprentice last night.
Uh-huh.
Don't bother. It is horrible.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It leaves out so much stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't talk about his bankruptcies. It doesn't talk about all the bad things he did, about his dad giving him money. Don't bother.
Yeah.
So,
yep. Yeah. All right, honey. Thank you.
I had an invite.
Yeah. I learned a lot about geography in Kansas City. It's the gateway to Des Moines and Topeka. Did you know that?
I saw that on the interstate signs.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's Kansas is that way, and then the Idaho. What do you call it? Iowa. Illinois.
Idaho?
It's bordered by Illinois. Hang on. Do you need a map? Missouri.
Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas. And
Nebraska
then Iowa.
Touches a little bit of it.
Right. I'm just saying, I was surprised when we were driving in all the different, you know, this way to Des Moines, that way to Topeka. It was really...
Kansas City is literally in the middle of
yes.
the country.
Smack dab.
Yes.
It's like the MASH signs.
Right. And did you see the signs for St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I saw the sign backstage you were talking about.
Yeah,
you are
funny.
In Missouri, not Kansas.
Oh.
Don't.
People,
this up, performers.
Yes, people get pissed if you screw up the city.
Yeah.
If you screw up the state.
I almost
out.
Got a T-shirt. I'm just here for Taylor. It's funny. For a Chiefs game. Okay. Because she knew he was trouble when he walked in. Trump, I mean. Okay. Good God Above tweets, here's why it's close. American social media, corporate media, and radio are all completely controlled by right-wing billionaires. Don't we know it, boy howdy?
Except for our boss. He's not a right winger.
Pardon me?
Except for our boss, the big boss.
Right.
The guy who owns the show.
Right. Who said, I do not have confidence that Mike Johnson will fulfill his constitutional obligations? He has a record repeatedly of doing things that he knows to be wrong, that he knows to be unconstitutional, in order to placate Donald Trump. You saw that sycophancy just now. Who said that?
Tom and Jerry.
No, I am all about demon seed Liz Cheney, who I am going to wake up with the day after Election Day and gnaw my own arm off. Okay. Oh my God, it's hour two. I didn't even get to this yet. The National Guard's report of armed militia out hunting FEMA prompts the relocation of North Carolina hurricane recovery officials.
Yeah.
Charles says a bunch of people in North Carolina who desperately need help aren't going to get it due to MAGA sociopaths forcing FEMA to evacuate. Guess who they're going to blame for not helping them?
Yep.
Which is exactly the point.
Yep.
Is there no bottom to the awful?
No
I think I feel like there's not going to be. Okay. Lindy Lee, our friend, reminds us, gunmen at Trump's Coachella rally, GOP. Thugs who attacked our Capitol, GOP. Butler, Pennsylvania shooter, GOP. Guy who attacked the FBI building is GOP. People threatening election workers are GOP. Man who attacked Paul Pelosi is GOP. Violence isn't a bug of the GOP. It's the feature. And both sides don't do it.
Thank you.
Mainstream media. Oh, yeah, I first read this. Carly tweeted it. Federal FEMA personnel in Rutherford County, North Carolina, ordered to evacuate due to threats from an armed militia targeting government workers. Mm-hmm. This is going to be our reality if we do not pedal to the metal the next 3 weeks. An urgent message from the U.S. Forest Service, part of Hurricane Helene recovery efforts, indicated they were having to evacuate because of MAGA lunatics. Hunting, FEMA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
For sport.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I guess I just winded myself.
Yeah, wow. You brought the house down.
That's like the whole show is out of the gate after I've been gone for a day. Just a lot of... Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
They give me hope because there is a company that shares your values, right? That cares about your world like you do. Maybe you're a responsible shopper, right? You like to make good choices, yeah, support your moral values, etc. Remember those moral values?
Yeah. I think
what do I know? I'm just a demon lesbian spirit?
Something like
sure.
that.
Something.
Something.
Homosexual lesbian spirit.
Right.
Okay, I still like to help people do the right thing. You know, it's just it's old-fashioned-y. They give money to, you name it, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All, Rainforest Action Network. When you join Credo Mobile, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service, and an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. And switching is so easy. Look at you. Bring your number. Bring your phone. Get in the car. Let's go. CredoMobile.com. And right now, for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
She's the aggressive progressive. Dunker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Well, good, now it's a good morning. We got our tickets for Sexy Liberal.
Yay!
Oh, my God. I was so hoping it's going to be the best of all of them. And we were there in April in Philly. We're just really, I'm so grateful that you guys are doing this because we need this push before the election, even though we voted already.
Yep, me too. And by the way, Jimmy Carter voted.
Yep.
Early voting has started in Georgia. Please, let's hope he hangs on to see the first woman president, Kamala Harris, be actually elected in 3 weeks. But yeah, go ahead.
And Steph, I was in Pittsburgh this weekend visiting my friend's 101-year-old mother, who said, they'll wheel me across the street to the voting booth. I will be here and vote on November 5th.
Yep. Do it for Lily Ledbetter. Lily Ledbetter just passed away at 86.
Do it for her.
Equal pay for women.
Yeah, may I add one other thing? You know, there's a small part of me, because I'm an empath. It is a shocking sadness that no one cares enough about him and his family. Trump is clearly mentally ill.
Yes,
he is clearly suffering from a mental breakdown, and we're seeing it in real time. And I can't look away.
Yeah.
But if he had anyone in his family, anyone who's part of his group who wasn't profiting off of his craziness, they would have gotten him help.
Yeah. So,
we have all.
Yeah. Any of us who've had, lost a parent to dementia, That's the incredible part, is what we're watching before our eyes is just okay. Rick Stengel said the goal of disinformationists is not so much to make you believe their reality, but to make you doubt that there's any verifiable empirical reality at all. That is immensely dangerous in a democracy. They want the autocrat to determine what reality is. That's not democracy. Once again, the fabulous, it's the Democracy Stupid T-shirt available at StephanieMiller.com. Yeah, and that's why the media should be so critical, because both sides don't do it. What's that thing about one side says it's raining, the other side says it isn't? It's your job to put your head out the window and to report whether it's raining or not,
right.
Not just report what both sides are saying. Scott McFarland, a newsman, said the man arrested for allegedly having two unregistered loaded guns nearing a Trump this weekend says, one, he's a Trump supporter, two, he's been helping with the reelect, three, he was invited to the rally.
Yep.
Okay, so you tell me how that doesn't seem sketchy as, sorry, I forgot the as. Okay. We will talk to Noel Kessler about that. He has some thoughts. Rachel Maddow tweets, record highs on Wall Street, gas prices are low, retail sales are strong, interest rates are falling, wages are up, middle class wealth has surged to record levels. We are living through one of the best economic years of many people's lifetimes. spread the word. Right? Vote, vote, vote. Get everyone you know to vote. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have
the weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
A very tight race until the very end. And we are the underdog. We are the underdog. So
So we have some hard work ahead of us, but we like hard work. Hard work is good work. And
yeah, hard work is good work. Let's do this. Chris,
yes.
Who said of Trump he has more stamina and mental acumen and strength than any political figure probably in the history of the country that I can remember?
Sylvester the Cat.
No, that would be Mike Johnson.
Oh. Yeah.
Rick Wilson said his farts smell like honeysuckle and newborn kittens. Oh, my God. Cult. Yep. Hey, look who's here.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Stephanie. I have some breaking news. I have a telegram here from the Kansas City Barbecue Association. they've named you the world's whitest human.
Yep.
I will never live down the ordering of broccoli.
Broccoli and ranch.
Well, I mean, my faith in humanity was restored when I saw Chris LaVoy's Instagram picture.
Of all that meat?
Yeah. Of all that meat on the table.
Yeah.
It was like dinner with the Allosaurus.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Nick. Okay.
No, Nick was not in the picture, but I...
No, Nick was in the picture. He was in the picture.
Oh. Sure.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a plate of ribs.
Shirtless Nick. Uh-huh. So, Charlie, I mentioned this earlier. Yeah, it was Joe Walsh, our friend. He just said, based on conversations I've had over the past 6 years, most of Trump's supporters do know he lies all the time, but they don't care. Some of his supporters don't believe Trump ever lies, but most of his supporter knows he lies all the time. They just don't care. They just don't. Because it drives the rest of us insane, is how can you possibly run?
I think Chris mentioned this earlier. That's the whole point.
Right.
That's what's kept right-wing talk radio alive.
Exactly. Yep.
You tickle the wingnut G-spot, and, you know, they moan like kittens. Do kittens moan? I don't know.
That was weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Joe said over the weekend, he said he'd use the military on his political opponents. He actually said that for the umpteenth time. He's utterly un-American. He's utterly unfit to hold office. That feels to me like the best description. I say it all the time, Charlie, un-American. Everything
right.
He says is un-American, just about.
Or un-American by any reasonable definition of what Americanism is.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he thinks he's, you know, defending the last guy defending the republic. Now he's demanding that Kamala Harris withdraw from ticket because she gets seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, we've already done that one. Yes, yeah. Clearly she's.
But we do have to talk about the rally last night, don't we?
I don't know what to say anymore. He was standing there for 40 minutes they're playing Ave Maria and people are fainting and he's like, who else would like to faint? Raise your hand.
It was like one of those old underground radio stations where the DJs program their own music.
Yes.
And to watch a presidential candidate like that, I thought it was like actually being in the White House and seeing Nixon talking to the portraits.
Yes. I mean, Sue in Rockville, I don't know if you heard, Charlie, and this is you and me, anybody that's lost a parent to Alzheimer's, that's the sort of sad, horrific part of all this, is you recognize this. You're like,
yes, I actually had a twinge of sympathy because he is right now so very lost.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's propping him up, but they're not doing him any favors.
But it's just, well, I was going to say you can't write this, but you can because you're a great writer. But just that Joe Biden got run out of the race. And this guy is just a hot, steaming mess. I mean, beyond criminal mess. It's hard to even, okay.
I mean, I can't believe that more Republicans haven't been driven mad under the burden of having to justify what this guy does.
Yeah, or says every single day.
Not even the bad stuff. Not even the vile, evil, fascistic policy proposals, but just the day-to-day crazy.
Well, you retweeted one of his quotes. Does anyone believe in genes? Do you guys believe in genetics? These guys have good genetics for safety. And
what?
That's all we want you for. We don't want you for anything else. And you're like, good genetics for safety? What?
Somewhere in heaven, Gregor Mendel is spinning.
Yeah.
And reaching for another bottle.
Uh-huh.
What was the thing I missed?
Tasty jeans?
A couple days ago, Assyrians? Something? We had another
Assyrians
here.
Yeah.
I don't seriously, Charlie, ever know what he's talking about pretty much on any given day. We just talked about this. You retweeted some news. FEMA officials have had workers in hard-hit in Rutherford County, North Carolina, move to a safe area after the National Guard encountered pickup trucks of armed militia saying they were out hunting FEMA. Do you veer between, like, fear of how crazy and violent this is going to get and not wanting to be afraid of the bullies?
I don't. I'm kind of insulated here because we don't have a lot of that stuff up here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Right.
But just the idea of people out threatening rescue workers. Who in the hell does that?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you drive up to a National Guard picket line armed, you're lucky you don't get lit up.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like that guy we played the audio last week, his father-in-law won't take help because he said, I hear the government will seize your help if you or seize your house, excuse me, if you take FEMA help. I mean, it's all right. So we've been quoting lots of right wing friends, Charlie. You said, why is the vice president bragging on her endorsement from Alberto freaking Gonzalez? The guy resigned in disgrace enough already with a look at all the Republicans who like me tour of America. All hands on deck, but not all hands on the bridge. These are some strange bedfellows we find ourselves with.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to let them on the ship and let them on deck. The deck needs swabbing. They're free to do it. But they ain't getting under in the wheel.
Yeah.
I'm letting Jesus take the wheel.
I mean,
Which, by the way, looked like the look. That was the look on Angela B. Shelton's face when you ordered the broccoli.
Yeah.
That was a Jesus take the wheel moment.
Angela V. Shelton's acting in that skit is worth going to my Instagram for.
You'll risk certain death doing that in front of Frangela.
Yeah.
I know. So Charlie Sykes, one of our former Republican friends.
Go ahead.
All right. This is not Republican versus Democrat, left versus right. We're talking about the possibility of the return to power of a convicted felon, a rapey seditionist who threatens to undo the constitutional order. Who's today's Geraldo, lifelong Trump friend, voting for Kamala, saying, you know, Trump again will overturn the Constitution. He is a sore loser. Whatever your reason is, but Charlie, I was saying at this point, it feels like it's white noise to the people that know they're voting for Trump. They don't care which expert or lifelong friend or military official or whoever warns what an unbelievable threat he is. Do they?
As long as Kid Rock is still aboard, they're cool.
Right.
And Michael Flynn, who's running around talking about taking revenge and running around to the church. I don't know if you saw Rachel Maddow's thing last night about the Church of the Gun.
No.
The Iron Rod Church in Pennsylvania, where the AK-47 is the golden calf.
Oh, God. Ay.
And Michael Flynn was there talking about, you know, the Church of the Golden Rod.
Yeah.
Which sounds to me like a shady club in the Castro, but...
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, Charlie, I want to get your take on something else we've been talking about, of course, is the Poli coaster. Is that what we call it? Our friend John Pavlovitz down there in North Carolina said, breaking, all these those polls you're seeing coming from media conglomerates owned by right-wing billionaires who want to demoralize you or myopic outlets who need a horse race until the end, just keep your head down and do the good work. We're going to do this. It's hard not to react to polls, right? You know, it's hard not to go.
Yeah, it takes a lot of training. I have actually, if you go back through and there's no reason for you to do this because it would be boring, but if you were to go back through the blog archives, I don't think you'd find two posts having to do with any polls in this election.
Yeah.
I just choose not to believe them.
Yeah.
I choose not to believe they exist.
Yeah.
I don't even fight about whether they're biased or not. They're just not there.
Well, and also
I exist in the land beyond polls.
This is a double standard we're just have to live in now, Charlie, that Trump gets held to no standard at all. Doesn't have to release medical records, can say Kamala is disqualified because she has allergies. because can do no debates and no interviews and say, oh, she's doing a Fox News is not, you know, tough enough. You know, Bret Baier's softball interview, and he won't do any interviews, right?
Well, no, by the way, I think this is a brilliant move by her.
Well, I wanted to get your take because Rude Pundit said, God, what a terrible idea. It's a waste of time. It validates them as a news source, not a single viewer who has been inundated with nonstop Fox about Harris and immigrants or crime or whatever else is going to watch her with Bret Baier and think, well, I guess everything else was a lie. I'll give my years-long Trump worship up to vote for her. Stop trying to get people on your side.
No, I don't think that's what she's doing. I think she's doing this absolutely to troll him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to make him insane.
He already is going insane about
it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's going to have to, and he can't stop himself. He's going to have to, like, you know, vote Fox off his personal island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which leaves him with, like, Newsmax and the Right Side Broadcasting Network.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the constitution. I don't have the gastrointestinal constitution to go on Fox News anymore. So I salute anyone that does. But, you know, Frangela makes this point, too. They say stop recruiting at Klan rallies.
Right.
Focus on the people we can get to vote. Right? I mean.
Well, yeah. I think they've gone overboard with, look at all the, as I said, look at all the Republicans who are on our side. But I don't think this move to go on Fox is a recruiting move. I think she knows that, you know, any support she gathers will be minimal. I think it's pure, you know, benign rat effing on her part.
What do you think? So there's rumors her campaign's meeting with Joe Rogan's people to maybe perhaps do that, because, of course, we've heard about the gender gap.
Only if he goes on there to talk about ancient civilizations and ancient aliens. Joe is really the go-to guy on that stuff on the radio.
Well, you know, he actually went on record in 2022 as saying, I'm not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form. I've had the opportunity to have him on my show more than once. I've said no every time. I don't want to help him. I'm not interested in helping him. So, I mean, I think Trump said he's going on. I do think her strategy thus far has been pretty brilliant. What's the podcast?
Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy. I mean, we are in just a different media universe, as you know, and I think she seems to be going where the people are. The Howard Stern interview was fantastic. The View was great.
Yeah, it's a different universe than the one I grew up in.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, accommodating myself. By the way, if she wants to do a Q&A on the blog, I'm wide open. So.
Listen, I adjusted the rabbit ears so I could see Walter Cronkite. Oh, no, I didn't. I was born in 1981. What am I saying?
Do you have the silver paper on top of the rabbit ears?
Yes. What was that for?
The tinfoil.
Tinfoil.
Yeah.
It would make it better.
That was to enable us to get Channel 9 in New Hampshire.
And then we would use the tinfoil to tan ourselves with baby oil.
Baby oil and tinfoil.
No, that's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Trump is tan mom at this point.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, his makeup... If he's got a new makeup person, they should fire, unless he's doing it himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's really starting to, you know, look like, you know, one of those Star Trek villains that look really bad once the series went to HD.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, Charlie. See you next week.
Hey, we love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye, boy.
Bye.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show, I tell you what it's brought to you by. It's brought to you by, did you know a third of Americans have no religion?
What?
Not losing it. REM, no.
No.
At least 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, not just another election. As you know, this time it's poisonal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live your life on your terms. They're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. See that? Separate. Church, state.
Separate.
Thank you. In this crucial fight, go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper Free Thought today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents are on it immediately. They'll see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens and flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to help you get help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. Simply Safe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both inside and outside your home. And right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simply Safe. One more time, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. 50% off today. There's no safe like Simply Safe. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the OG sexy liberal company, Death Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Okay, the world needs change. We know this, right? Yeah. And you think, I'm a teeny tiny little speck in the internet.
Teeny tiny.
What can I possibly do? Sorry. Well, here's what you can do. You can join Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. They care about your world as much as you do. Find your voice.
Like this.
Not that voice.
Okay, join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from a phone company, a great reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and an easy, effective way to make change in the world. Little teeny tiny you. Switching so It's so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. And hey, Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com or call us 877-346-0516. All right, people, you know what? I've had just about enough of this broccoli shaming.
Uh-oh.
Chopping broccoli, chopping broccoli. Kevin in Rochester says, Steph, I'm really starting to write this. I'm pretty sure you ordering broccoli at a barbecue restaurant is on par with Beverly Shillbilly J.D. Vance ordering whatever donut makes sense.
Well,
no, it's not yeah. like that.
No pickle.
Actually, it may be worse because ordering plain broccoli at a barbecue joint makes absolutely no sense. Yes, it does. If you're a mostly plant-based person and you like broccoli. Also, it had Parmesan. It was delicious. I just got a little ranch. I got ranch on the side because Frangela does a fantastic bit about how all white people love ranch dressing.
Why didn't you get...
And so I did that to make them laugh, and also it was nice to dip it in.
The honey barbecue sauce would have been nice to dip it in.
Well, I didn't think of that.
God. You were at a barbecue restaurant.
We're busy trying to save the world here, and all I do is it's like pushing a rock up a hill every morning. Just my dietary choices, my gastrointestinal distress because of my dietary choices.
A barbecue restaurant is not going to do broccoli well. They're going to do barbecue well.
Who said, don't let them take your power? All the rights you had yesterday are taken away.
Wonder Woman.
No. Oh, close, though. Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
How fantastic. 76 years old. Headlining SNL. Oh, my God.
She sounded great.
Well, it took me back to, you know, the day my mom said, Steffi, your Geekwood flat tickets have arrived. Okay. She was fantastic, and that is like an anthem, what she's saying about women taking our power back. Oh, my God. She was... Oh, love her.
So you were alive when tickets were mailed to you?
Right. Yes, and your mom got them.
Okay.
Also, well, you know my famous Stevie Nicks story. I've told my USC Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Because Tusk, Fleetwood Mac did Tusk with the USC marching band. So freshman year, looking through my binoculars, and we're all like, what is Grace Bruns doing at the 50-yard line with Stevie Nicks? That was our college uni dorm mate. Somehow Stevie Nicks was a little... Let's just say altered on something.
She was known to be altered at many times.
She somehow grabbed Grace and befriended her, and she was there. She was while Tusk was playing, stumbling around the 50-yard line with a baton and Grace Bruns. To this day, I don't know how she suddenly collected Grace Bruns. If anyone knows Grace Bruns, Grace, are you listening? I know she probably has a married name now, but you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe she had the good stuff, and Stevie Nicks wanted the good stuff.
There you go. I never did any stuff, so I wouldn't have known if that was
if
the place to
not.
Get it.
Yeah.
Right. Marie in Atlanta, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I literally just got finished voting.
Yay.
Today is first day of early voting in Georgia.
Yay.
So, Georgia listeners, go do your thing.
Yeah.
It was an hour and 15 minutes, but one interesting thing happened. The facility where we were voting...
Yes.
Had a camera in the ceiling, one of those dome security cameras. And this is not the first time my county has done that. So everybody out there, you might want to carry like a folder or a piece of paper or something, just in case something shady like that happens where you vote.
Right.
Make sure to kind of scan the room if you have a choice of what machine so you don't end up at the machine right under the camera.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you, legal lady from, and now, Tusk. Fight on for old SC. And also for Stevie Nicks and Grace Bruns, wherever she may be. Still going strong. It's 76. Oh, my God. You have to watch the song. It's just an anthem for women.
I think it's Fleetwood Mac's best song.
That's the only words. Tusk! Just tell me that you... Tusk! Tusk! All right, we're not even to the good part.
No.
But you know what the good part is? Noel Kassler.
Yep, it's
next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.